Well, I want to say hi, welcome. We're so glad you're with us. And America is too, even though they don't know it yet. But above the country and above us, the Lord is glad you're with us. Oh, and Ukraine and Russia are glad you're with us because God loves the people. He doesn't always love everything the people of a nation do, but he loves the people. And so if they knew that you were praying for them, knew that you had their best interest in mind, I just know they'd be writing you 1,000 letters saying thank you. So I'll say it for them. Thank you. We do have some Russians and we have Ukrainians on the line that will be praying. I think that's very, very important since it's for their nation, their at least their perhaps birth nation is in trouble. I don't care to see one evil and one good. They are both problem nations in that they are still dealing with the leftover sludge of being a once communist nation. And Putin is trying, or Putin, I guess I should call him, is really trying to convert Russia from that ideology and make it a Christian nation. This is apparently his desire. So, but when it comes to Ukraine, they're owned by BlackRock institutional organization worth trillions of dollars, and they're owned by them through debt. So they have a lot of control over what happens in Ukraine from day to day. Further, you have NATO right in the middle of this, and they really could care less for Ukraine. They're not there to fight for Ukraine. In fact, I thought it was quite interesting. Last week, when Ricky called this a proxy war, because indeed it is, and it just makes you angry to think that power people are using the everyday people to fight their battles, pour their blood, to accomplish what the elite want. And as sad as it is to say, what the elite want really is not about the good for the Ukrainian people. It's so sad it makes me weep just to even think about it. But when your government feels like it has to bow the knee to the owners of all things, you really have little choice except to do what men in mass seem to be doing right now, and that is conforming, I guess, to the word of the Lord, because Ricky saw them doing this, and the next thing we know, they're doing it. So they're dropping their weapons and running to Russia for their lives as Ukrainians. Isn't that interesting? I don't know how many times we've seen that in history, but the situation is such that they're being forced to fight largely with American weapons that are either too old and too rusty to work, which they find out once in the field, or they're given weaponry that is too high tech for any of them to understand, and they've had no training in it. So something that takes 3 to 6 months to train, these men have had no training in, and they're expected to use this dead weaponry and over-the-head high-tech weaponry to fight for Ukraine. Now, where's the wisdom in that? As I think about it, I would think it would be embarrassing to say, I mean, despite all the death and dying that's happening because of this stupid decision, I would be embarrassed to say that above all things, the head of our country doesn't have the wisdom to realize this recipe doesn't work. You don't send out untrained soldiers with weaponry they can't possibly use and expect them to come back alive. And the minute they seem to realize that's not a go thing, it's not intelligent, it's not wisdom, and they're going to die if they don't fight for their own lives, they throw down their weapons and they head to Russia. And Russia's willing to make them citizens. Now, isn't that wonderful? So here we are in the midst of this horror story. Reminds me of, you know, we have Halloween this month, and all over America, they're putting together haunted houses to go along with the Halloween horror. And that's what this reminds me of. How ghouly can we make it? How absurd, how ridiculous, how evil, how unjust, how impossible, how we'd like to say improbable, but it's happening. So it's so apparently it is possible and it is probable. And we are, the Lord said to me, Ukraine and Russia are heading to war. He spoke to me in a vision. And he said to me, when the Russians fully engage, if they fully engage, the war will cost the lives of millions. Millions. What they're going through right now is a cakewalk compared to what is happening. Thank God that Russia is using temperance, that Putin is trying desperately to wait this situation out and keep his cool. But apparently, again, just like Ricky saw, he probably is going to hear a little phone call from Millie from America, and whatever is said to him, we don't know, but whatever it is, he rose up and went in all out for war. If that happens, I want to once again say millions will die. So we're here tonight and tomorrow night praying for Ukraine and Russia. Can we stop the war? No. We pray, we do what the Lord has asked us to do. We simply obey. That's all we're doing. It isn't, you know, that we have a hyperbole cloud of anointing and authority to stop this in our humanhood. No, it's God's. It's God's business, and he's asking us to clear the path through repentance and intercession for him to engage this war and stop it before it reaches its horrible potential. of millions of lives. So we thank you for being with us. We hope, beyond hope, you'll be with us tomorrow night. And then we want to pray for America on Friday, because we've got our hands right in the middle of this. And so we need some prayer so God's judgment doesn't come upon America for what the elite of America are doing in Russia and Ukraine. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for continuing to be with us. God answers prayer. And when he assigns the burden and tells you, if you'll do this, I'll do that, the next step is obedience, pure and simple. And as we obey, God will work his most glorious work. Thank you, and may he bless you for being with us, and bless us for being with you as we engage for the people of these two nations, the precious people, the children, the youth, mom and dad, the grandparents, the precious people. Thank you so much for giving them greater chance at life.